Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We have always been able to celebrate great music on this program over the years, and today we have a very special treat for all of you. Mark Christian Miller is making his very first appearance on our program to talk to us not only about his new project, Crazy Moon, but what it's been like for him to share his own love of music with you and to see the way that you are responding. If you're just now hearing about Crazy Moon, we're going to let you actually hear two of the selections from the project, as well as let you guys know how you can get it for yourself. But Mark, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus.
Well, look, really excited to be able to speak with you. Congratulations to you again on Crazy Moon. We'll be letting our audience know a little bit later how they can get it for themselves. But Mark, it's very obvious when I was prepping for this segment that music is something that you genuinely love. It's not just something that you do. What has it been like for you to see that other people are sharing that love that you have?
Oh, it's been great. I'm thrilled with the radio response we've been getting. We're on over 100 stations nationwide. It's just been really a fun trip. We're still adding more stations, and I'm getting played, and it's such a thrill to know that it's getting out there to people.
I think, you know, we have all heard the saying, I know I hear it quite a bit on this program, Mark, that we all have a story inside of us. Do you believe that your gift has been being able to share stories through music?
Absolutely. I think every decision I've made in my life that's music-related has led to good things for me. That's always been a good choice for me. From going back to school full-time as a music major kind of late in life, that was a great experience. It just opened up a lot of doors. And, I've been around for a little while here. I can look back on my life and just realize that every decision that I've made that's just based on music has always led to good things.
So take us back a little bit then, Mark. When did you first realize that music was it for you? Because I think we all, you know, sometimes have that kind of nudge that says, you know what, is this something I want to do? Is it just something that's passing? When did you know that, without a doubt, music was that thing for you?
Well, it was always part of my life. I was lucky to grow up on a small family farm in Iowa, and it was just a great way to grow up. And my mother taught piano privately, so our house was always full of music students. She had piano students all through the day during the summer and after school during the winter. So, and she was a wonderful classical pianist herself. And then my father sang in church choir, as did we. So music was just something we were encouraged to do in school, and I just always took to it. I just always really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I should say, for those who are just hearing about Mark, this is not his first project. It's actually his sophomore project. Your first one was over a decade ago, I believe, Mark, Dreamer.
It was, and, yeah.
I mean, so what was that like for you to have had that project released in, I think, in early 2000? What was it like for you to have that project and now, of course, to prepare for a second one? I mean, did you have those, what I've heard about quite a bit from authors, I'm sure musicians may feel it too, did you have those ideas of a sophomore jinx, or did you go into it just really believing in this project?
Oh, no, I just really believed in it, and I was always involved in music. I wasn't necessarily recording, but I actually did another record about 4 years ago with a wonderful L.A.-based singer-pianist named Betty Bryant, who's just kind of a legendary lady here in town and a good friend. So I did a duo project with her, but I was always around music, always booking music and promoting it and supporting it and on the board of the LA Jazz Society. So even though I wasn't performing and singing and recording a lot during that period, I was still very much involved in music. But I just kind of felt that I was missing the performance aspect of it. So when I decided to do this project, it was just like a light went on. I just knew something was kind of missing in my life at that point, and I've enjoyed every bit of it. I really have.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the thing. Have you also found that the great thing about music, Mark, because I thought about this when I was listening to Crazy Moon, really from beginning to end, that you're able to put your own, you know, your own touch on music, that, you know, that you've been able to do something that no one could have done like you. You've been able to make it yours. Is that your hope and your goal every time that you do record?
Yeah, well, the whole thing is putting together a team that can help you do that. And, you know, when I'm working with arrangers like Josh Nelson and Jamison Trotter, and a really strong producer like Judy Wexler, who just guided me, and she got me to the right studio, she got me to the right engineer. And, you know, you have to hire the right people for something like this and then let them do their jobs. Yeah. And so, you know, it just all sort of came together, and it was really very enjoyable.
And the result is the project known as Crazy Moon. We're going to jump into the music here, Mark. Talk to us about the first selection we're going to hear. It's called Moonray. How did this particular song, I mean, how did it come to you?
You know, what I do and did, I love YouTube. So I kind of just poke around YouTube, and I look at singers I like. I look at classic singers. Obviously, I'm into standards. It's what I love doing, reinterpreting the Great American Songbook. So YouTube is such a wonderful resource, and I just kind of poked around, and I came to this tune. It's an Artie Shaw tune, and I heard his original recording of it, and then we took it to Jamison Trotter, who did this really fun arrangement.
Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Moon Ray from the project Crazy Moon. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Mark right after this. Stay with us.
There's nothing left but to dream of things. Why did I say goodbye to love? There's something wrong with the scheme of things. Won't you lend a helping hand? Oh, moon above me. Your spell upon my lover under this starlit cover. Use all your magic charms, moon ray. Let your sweet enchantment bind her, then I'll awake to find her here in my lonely arms. Once we knew the joy of girl in love with boy, but she made a toy of romance. Moon ray, put an end to all my sorrows. Bless me with sweet tomorrows. Bring back my love to me. Moon ray, cast your spell upon my lover under this starlit cover. Use all your magic charms, moon ray. Let your sweet enchantment bind her, then I'll awake to find her here in my lonely arms. Once we knew the joy of girl in love with boy, but she made a toy of romance. Moon ray, put an end to all my sorrows. Bless me with sweet tomorrows. Bring back my love to me. Thank you. knew the joy of girl in love with boy. But she made a toy of romance. Moonray put an end to all my sorrows. Bless me with sweet tomorrows. Bring back my love to me. Bring back my love to me.
Mark Christian Miller from his new project, Crazy Moon. We're going to tell you all a little bit later. You can get the entire project for yourself, or if you really just like that single, thanks to our friends at Amazon, you can always just click it as well. But Mark has been talking with us not only about his musical journey, but also what it's been like for him to share it with all of you. Mark, before we heard Moonray, you talked about your love of YouTube, and I think we all kind of have that guilty pleasure sometimes. But that brings up social media, because that is one of the ways these days that people find out about artists like yourselves. I mean, you use a, you know, a quick search of a hashtag on Twitter, you know, hashtag jazz, and your name comes up. I noticed that Sunday when I actually was prepping for this segment. I mean, has that also been a way for you to be introduced to new audiences by, you know, using social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and of course, YouTube?
Yeah, I love Facebook. I was sort of dragged kicking and screaming onto Facebook for some reason. I just didn't think it was for me. But somebody finally got me on a few years ago, and I think Facebook is terrific. I've connected with so many people musically, singers all over the world and musicians. I've got about 3,500 followers on Facebook. Most of them are musicians and jazz fans and music fans. It's been a really nice way to connect. And also, you know, in a personal way, I've been in touch with cousins and family that I wouldn't have necessarily been in touch with. So I just think Facebook is awesome. I think it's been a wonderful tool for me.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. We say on this program all the time, Mark, when used responsibly, the internet can be an amazing thing. And I think that's the
absolutely
whole thing. You know, it's really up to the user. You know, speaking of being up to the user, though, I think that also goes to music as well. When people are hearing, you know, your music on Crazy Moon, where do you hope it takes them? Because I'm sure, you know, that for me, music has a way of being able to transport you to another place sometimes, or into feelings that you've had. I mean, when they're able to hear songs like Moonray, or even the single that we'll be hearing here in a moment, Tomorrow Is My Turn, what do you hope it does for them?
Well, you know, that's the great thing about doing standards, and there's nothing wrong with being a singer-songwriter. I love people who write original tunes, and I've done some writing myself, but the thing that I love about standards and jazz is it gives you a framework, and you're really working with somebody else's lyrics and music, but you can interpret that in your own way and bring your own message to it. And that's what's so exciting about it, and to me, why jazz and standards are such uniquely, you know, American art forms, because you have a structure and something to work within, but then in a way, within that structure, you have total freedom to do whatever you want, as long as you kind of respect the music and the musical, you know, boundaries that you're given. So that's what I love about jazz. To me, it's really an American art form in that way.
Yeah. Is there a song that you found yourself loving that was not able to make the project?
Not really. I mean, I took a few things to Josh Nelson, who did most of the arrangements, and he and Judy and I sat down, and certain things that I liked, they just didn't click with, and I didn't feel strongly enough, you know, to push it. There was a Joni Mitchell tune, Night Ride Home, that we almost did, which is a great song, but it just didn't quite have the bones, if you will, to sort of translate to a sort of a jazz approach on that particular tune. There's a great Harry Nilsson song called Lifeline that I just love, and it didn't quite make the cut either, but those are more in the pop rock vein, and they just didn't really quite have the structure to translate to a jazz approach.
I asked you before we heard the previous single, Mark, about bringing yourself to music. The reason I wanted to ask you that about other songs, because I think, you know, what you are doing with a project like this is, in many ways, may even introduce people to jazz in a way that they had not ever expected. Is that part of your hope, too, that even though these are standards, it might be just that introduction that someone needs to jazz music?
Well, sure, and to really kind of talk about that a little more in terms of generational, how that sort of is in music. I, as a music booker and promoter here in LA, I'm finding so many amazing young musicians who love this music and play it really well and are very serious about it. There's a very serious kind of swing scene happening in New York, and there are tons of musicians here in LA, people coming out of the USC Thornton School of Music, and I'm just so encouraged by how younger people are responding to this music. So sure, I mean, you know, the more the better.
Exactly, exactly. Speaking of more being better, that leads us to our final selection we're going to be hearing from Crazy Moon, that being Tomorrow Is My Turn, one of my favorites on the project, I have to say.
That's
why I want to save it for last. So talk to us about this song and how it spoke to you, Mark.
Well, once again, just poking around YouTube, and of course, there is the Nina Simone version of this. And Nina Simone, everything she did was so uniquely hers. And so she did an extremely different approach to this than we did. But I just really liked the tune. I liked what it says. And so I took it to Jameson Trotter, and he just heard it as a Latin. And he just, that's what good arrangers do. He just really took to it and came up with this really amazing arrangement, which, of course, is very much enhanced by Ron Stout on trumpet. And by the way, you're listening to Josh Nelson on piano and Sammy Miller on drums and Dave Robert on bass, and the Grammy-winning percussionist Billy Halting added some percussive elements to it as well.
Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear, here is Tomorrow Is My Turn from Crazy Moon by Mark Christian Miller. After this, we'll be back with our final moments with Mark. You all stay tuned.
Though some may reach for the stars, others end up behind bars. What the future has in store, no one ever knows before. Yet we all would like the right to find the key to success. That elusive ray of light that can lead to happiness. Tomorrow is my turn, no more doubt, no more fear. Tomorrow is my turn, when my luck is returning. All these years I've been learning to save bridges from burning. Tomorrow is my turn, no more doubt, no more fear. Tomorrow is my turn, to receive while I'm giving. To make life worth the living, now it's my life I'm living. It's my only concern, for tomorrow is my turn. Whenever summer is gone, there's another to come. You can't stop years drifting by, even if you wanna try. Though time may help you forget all that has happened before, it's too late to regret. What has been can be no more. Tomorrow is my turn, no more doubt, no more fear. Tomorrow is my turn, when my luck is returning. All these years I've been learning to save bridges from burning. Tomorrow is my turn, no more doubt, no more fear. Tomorrow is my turn, to receive while I'm giving. To make life worth living, now it's my life I'm living. It's my only concern, for tomorrow is my turn. is my turn. No more doubt, no more fear. Tomorrow is my turn. When my luck is returning, all these years I've been learning to save bridges from burning. Tomorrow is my turn. No more doubt, no more fear. Tomorrow is my turn to receive what I'm giving, to make life worth the living. Now it's my life I'm living. It's my only concern, for tomorrow is my turn.
There you have Tomorrow Is My Turn by Mark Christian Miller from his new project, Crazy Moon. We've actually been speaking with Mark this half hour, talking with him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. As I mentioned earlier, the album is available through our good friends at Amazon.com. You also can find it at CDBaby.com, as well as wherever you might be buying your music online. Mark, what is the best place for our listeners to go to be able to stay connected with you?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Mark Christian Miller, and you can find me there. And also, I have a website, markchristianmiller.com. And, you know, there's a really great little company out of Portland that we all use for CD sales. It's called CD Baby. You can buy downloads and also physical copies through CD Baby as well, and on iTunes as well, and Amazon, as you said.
All right, so make sure you guys are definitely staying connected with Mark, and of course be able to support the new project, you know, wherever you might buy your music digitally, for sure you guys can do it there. I know I saw on CD Baby, Mark, that they can also buy the physical copy of the CD as well. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people still love to get that, so you can get that at CDBaby.com as well. Mark, congratulations to you on Crazy Moon, and really excited you could be on the program. Looking forward to having you back on.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Cyrus. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
Well, thank you. The same goes here. And we definitely thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link and listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.